Fitzy and Whipper.
Welcome to the podcast. Congratulations on downloading. I don't know if you've saved it or you're just streaming it. It's hard to say. Choose what you will there. Word of the day.
Yeah.
From Thomas Bryan Ivy.
Hi, guys. Nice to see you both again.
Well, nice to hear you. We're on radio.
Okay, nice to hear you both again.
Pink shirt.
Great to see you, Tom.
Salmon. I have the word of the day. Mm-hmm. The word of the day, and the reason that I'll give you the meaning too, is confetti.
Oh, yeah, confetti.
Now, most of us know what confetti is.
Does anyone use confetti anymore?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, some churches don't do it because it's too hard to clean up.
Yes, a lot of churches now do rice.
And
rice.
If you're in your bride's outfit, in your gown, the last thing you want is, you know,
cooked rice.
Well, rice can be dangerous. You slip on rice.
Hot cooked rice is the best thing to throw over a new...
and a chicken McCartney at the same time. And a bit of garlic. And a bit of garlic naan.
Chuck a bit of sweet and sour sauce.
Well, the word actually comes from the Latin word confectum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Which means small and sweet.
Oh.
So you might say, hey, you, young girl.
Hey, yous.
You're real confetti.
Okay, yeah, right.
So these plums are confetti.
Ooh.
Small and sweet.
I love the look of your confectum.
Huh? Sounds like something else.
I've got a pain in my confectum. No?
No,
that doesn't
work.
That doesn't
work. Be careful of your confectum.
Yeah.
See a doctor if pain persists.
Coming up next, stuff.
Did anyone see the footage last night on the M4?
Oh, yeah.
So a guy was in his Mitsubishi Outlander, great car as well. And unfortunately passed out at the wheel set.
That's terrifying, isn't it?
And he's still in a critical condition now. But what happened, he just locked the steering wheel. He had his foot down on the accelerator. Mm. So the car just started banging into other cars, went across four lanes. It's unbelievable that it didn't smash into other cars.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it started doing basically reverse doughies.
Wow.
So the M4 came to a stop. And there's people watching this guy in the car just doing reverse doughies, and obviously he's out. So what do you do in that situation? Because if you let him go, I mean, it could go off it. It could go straight into the concrete wall. So these two blokes got out of their car and tried to get him out of there. Now, I'm not going to explain it too much. The guy, the hero, his name's Clayton Thomas. He was on the news last night. This guy is unbelievable because he saved this guy's life. And also, he can explain the whole thing in about 20 seconds.
Just cruising along, minding my own business. All of a sudden, small little SUV comes straight in front of the truck. You know, truck had nowhere to go. Plowed straight into him, sparks, debris everywhere. Went across three or four lanes of traffic. Next minute, I thought, oh, yeah, it's all going to be over here. Come straight back across, started doing reverse donuts around the place. I pulled up, handbrake up, thought, what are we going to do? Jumped out, tried to chase the car around, be like a Benny Hill style. Next minute, got in, old mate came and gave me a hand. Ripped the door open, he jumped in, handbrake up. Old mate was still unconscious in there, so, yeah, hopefully he's doing a lot better than what I am.
Wow. Clayton Thomas, you're a jet.
Did they say to him before they hit record, mate, we've got 20 seconds to get it all in?
Oh, no.
I mean, don't get me wrong, the story's unbelievable. His delivery is even better.
That was awesome. Well, he didn't take a breath there.
When you saw that footage last night, did you think, what would I have done? Like, I always put myself in that position and go, how would I have reacted?
Well, how do you stop the car if it's moving?
Well, they jumped in
running at it, wouldn't you be terrified?
Because it's going around in circles. If you can get in the middle of it,
yep.
Basically you don't have to move too far because you're in the middle of
the
axis of the circle.
Right.
So that's what he was doing. But then also, you've got to be careful because the wheels could go over your feet.
100%. Mm. And what if, for some reason, the guy in there who's passed out of the wheel rolls over or moves position and the wheel goes the other way and then the car takes off in another directory?
But they couldn't get the front door open, the passenger seat open. But then they got the back seat open. So he's jumped into the back seat and then he's getting... He's getting thrown to the side of the car, gets into the front seat and just puts on the old park brake.
Unbelievable. Hero Award coming up there.
Do you want to hear his explanation again?
No. I don't think so, but
well,
we got it.
Clayton.
We
know what happened. What I do want to hear from people, 13, 24, 10, if you're struggling to sleep at the moment with the warmer weather because something is keeping you up at night.
Yeah, sure.
This thing that I've spoken about on this show before, Sarah, has kicked into another gear. It's this guy.
It's Super Cricket!
Yeah, Ryan. He's back.
Whoa! It's deafening!
It's unbelievable. I'm pretty sure we've got double glazed glass on our doors. And we're up on the first level.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tree outside our house out in the front yard, and it's across the road. and the cricket's in there. Because I went over there and I recorded him again. So this is me standing about 5 metres away from the tree.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's high pitch.
It's ridiculous.
How do you get rid of crickets?
But see, then when I go over there and I rustle the tree, he's gone. Yep. But I don't know where he is. I can't see him.
He's laughing.
I can't see him.
He's camouflaged.
Can we just play that again? That's just...
That's a hot night. That's a sticky night.
That's torture.
Mate, we had a shocker last night at my place. Turn that off. I'm in the big bed now. I've kicked Lisa out of there and she's on the day bed. But you know what? Just better for me to sleep and a bit softer mattress for my back. And it just gives me a bit more.
Well, then put your hardworking wife in the spare room with a fake bed.
This morning I walk out and I turn the light on to get my bag and get out of there. And she is not on the couch, but on the floor next to the couch with a doona over her and her head on a pillow because we have got a rat which is back and living in the fireplace.
Oh, and you can hear it scratching.
Yeah, you can hear it walking around. It's got its mates there. It scratches, nibbles cheese, does what it wants. They fight in there, so she hasn't slept at all.
Oh, man.
Good on you for putting her in there, though. What a hero.
Super rat, mate. Oh, we hate it.
No, don't try to.
Take that rat away.
It's super cricket.
Super rat. Oh, no.
Oh.
We hate it.
Actually, Tommy, you might have to do a sting because there's a couple of birds that are keeping you up at night, isn't it?
Oh, no. Kookaburras.
You mean the 50-year-old upstairs?
It's super cricket.
Kookaburra.
Whoa.
It's deafening.
Give us your best kookaburra impersonation, Tom.
I don't know.
Sam, anything keeping you awake at night?
No, nothing I want to talk about on air.
It's Super Gary!
Oh,
oh, no!
It's
deafening, Gary.
Okay.
Yeah, kookaburras do have a good range on them, don't they? They can get very loud.
Oh, well done, mate. Oh, well done, Sam.
At 3 a.m, I'm like, what are they communicating?
I thought they only did it in daylight.
Well, that's what I thought too, but not at the moment. And I think they might be trying to mate.
Oh, no. What is it with your building? Everyone associated around your building just wants to get it on.
Oh, speaking of.
How is she upstairs?
Just quickly.
Oh, no.
She stopped talking to us, and I feel like she may have heard.
You two going
on the radio?
No, on the radio.
Right. So let me tell. Okay. So you've spoken about your neighbour probably once or twice, right?
Yeah.
And she's heard on the radio. We talk about Jenny from Paris.
I
reckon three times a week.
This is more personal.
She hasn't heard once.
Hang on a minute. You went to Paris last week. Any feedback?
This is your hairdresser, hair salon, everyone.
Look, it turns out she has heard something. Because she heard you boys saying that I had a bob and she was worried that I wasn't happy with the haircut.
If you had to hook up with Jenny or the 50-year-old who's got a new sex life, if you had to hook up with one of them, which one would it be?
Or a kookaburra.
Well, I would like a free haircut, so whatever.
Jenny.
Probably Jenny.
God, so you would.
Jenny!
You'd hook up with Jenny for a free haircut. We love her because she's deafening.
Poor
Jenny.
Sorry.
Give us a bob and get out of here.
Jenny. Oh, Jenny. Forest.
What are you talking about?
Are you getting your haircut from Jenny?
Oh.
That is just...
Oh, the old Forrest Gump.
Run, Tommy!
No. Fitzy's going to do 3 hours of Forrest Gump impersonations. What a great idea. You know, it's a big time of the year. And when you think about the end of the year, you think about what are we going to do to celebrate as a team? I mean, just like Amy and a doctors and nurses party, getting together and working out what you're going to do, now's the time to party. A couple of suggestions for you. I thought I'd run through a few theme parks. You may have seen this one in the paper. You could nick over to Japan. This one's been closed, unfortunately. Gee, they have some crazy... They have some crazy ideas over there, don't they, see?
They
have
do.
Some bloody crazy ideas.
Love their karaoke.
Well, they're known for more than just...
Well, yeah, no, but it's one of the
Japanese
best things you can
karaoke.
Do.
Karaoke?
Isn't it?
It has to be.
Yeah.
The word karaoke.
Yeah.
This theme park is an ice skating rink. It's been forced to close. What they've done, they thought it would be great. It's meant to be like you're skating on the ocean. They decided to get 5,000 dead fish and build them into the ice.
Oh.
So you've got crustaceans, you've got fish, you've got other marine life. that's just frozen in there.
But what if you rip up the rink a bit too much?
That's exactly what's
happened. You rip it up fish.
Yeah, because the ice comes off, doesn't it?
Something went wrong. It started to melt and there was a big smell in the place and they've had to shut it down.
Oh, no.
What an awful idea.
5,000 dead fish had to be removed and the whole place was shut. Just one idea out of Japan at the moment. This is another one you may have seen overnight. This is where you've got to be careful because they decided to put together this idea. It was called Spa World in Japan. I don't know if you've seen this video floating around, but everything you could imagine doing at a normal theme park, you now do just with a towel around you because you got your bathers on and you enjoy it in a spa type fashion. So if you go on the roller coaster, when you sit in your little cart, it's full of soap and water.
Oh, wow.
So all the other areas are just spas.
Are you in a bathrobe?
Yeah, if you want to be.
So you're sitting on a roller coaster ride wearing just a bathrobe, doing the loop-de-loop with other passengers and their robes are all flapping open.
That's it.
Lovely.
I mean, you couldn't do a loop-de-loop because the water would go everywhere.
If you're going fast enough, you can do a loop-de-loop. It'll hold it in there.
Oh,
they put together a promotional video and the guy, the mayor of the town in Japan, said, you know what? If this gets 1 million views, we'll build it. Got 1.8 million and he's bloody angry about it.
Wow.
He now has to commit to it. I thought we'd roll through a few other theme parks that are out there. Let me know if you'd like to turn up to Dwarf Empire. That'd be an interesting one. When you visit the park, you might notice something's a little bit different about the people that work there. All of the staff are dwarfs. They sing and perform shows for you. Why do you go and have a look at different areas around the park?
Are there any rides and stuff?
Well, I don't think
there
so.
There are height restrictions on rides, though, Fitz.
Oh, what if you're too tall?
Well, but there are.
Everyone feels like they're tall at this place, they say about the Dwarf Empire. I think it's more just the sing and the dance, Sam.
Right.
Instead of get on the ride, no, you can't get on, you're too short.
Yeah, right.
Loveland in South Korea. This is a beauty. You're encouraged to come along and kiss anybody else that might be at the park, whether you know them or not. Statues are put up of other people kissing as an indicator of what to do when you arrive at the park.
Oh, cold sores would be rampant at that place. Fitz, you'd be in.
That leads down a dangerous path, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You could just go up to anyone and kiss anyone that you want.
Oh, that's the idea. I thought that was called Schoolies Week. What else have we got here?
Oh, pet monster.
How good's this?
Read the sheet first.
How good's this? Dollywood. Oh, no. So this is dedication to Dolly Parton.
Awesome.
She's such a national treasure. You can go along to Dollywood. There's a jumping castle made out of her breasts.
Yep.
So you can...
That's not bad.
Now I've got your attention.
You probably should have started with that.
Now I've got your attention. You can go along. Apparently the queue is out the door. And you can jump on three different types of inflatable bags that are shaped as Dolly Parton's breasts.
Boobs. Well, that's not bad. And do they have like an island in the stream or something like that?
I don't think it's a hit song with Kenny Rogers. It seems to be. It's just based around boobs. Diggerland's an idea. You can go and sit in a bucket of a bulldozer, a big digger.
Oh,
yeah. You just sit in the bucket, which wouldn't be bad.
What else you got there, mate?
I've run out of pages. I've turned it and I'm on another story. So what do you want to lock in for the end of year? Would we go to Dollywood? Do you want to go to Dwarf Empire?
I think Dollywood sounds the best.
Hang on a minute. It was so bad,
but can I just say thank you on behalf of the team?
Deliver it again, sir.
No, on behalf of the
Let's
team.
Let's make the best of a bad situation and get out of here.
Sarah, thank you. On behalf of the team for saving this break.
Well done, Sarah. Got a bit of music for me, Jay?
Yeah.
Fire it off, brother. Oh, no, have you got it? Yep.
No,
you don't. You don't have it there.
It's on its way.
You just had it. I want the biggest loser theme song.
We've got the boring part of the song.
What do you mean you got the boring? How long has this been in the system for?
No, they
what,
took
5 years?
Yeah, we've got the boring bit.
I think we've determined who's the biggest loser in this team.
Yeah, it's me because I thought the system was working. How silly of me. Lead story on the Daily Mail at the moment between the soft porn and puzzles that you get on that website. This is terrible. I shouldn't laugh, Tommy. And I want you to try and stay strong throughout this break.
Me?
Yeah. It's about a family. And the Biggest Loser have done families before, I think. And I want to say congratulations to the Van Dyke family. What have they got here? Anna is the mother. Congratulations. She's lost 73 kilos. Her husband, Rod, he's lost 35 kilos.
Rod Van Dyke.
And their son, Ethan, has lost a whopping 12 kilos. Yep. Well done.
So they've done it together.
They've done it together. She went to Weight Watchers and said she needed portion control. So she learned about that, but she felt horribly guilty. And the reason she kicked the family into gear was because Ethan had the sports carnival on and they just ate Italian the entire time. It was just bowls of pasta.
What, at the sports carnival? No, not that's sport. Not a good way to prepare.
Carbo-loading.
Yeah, they were carb-loading for every day, except there wasn't a sports carnival every
Didn't
day.
Know that was
set.
A race.
That's a bit of an issue.
Do you know, it's so easy to do. Since moving in with Gary, all we do is eat pasta.
Oh, yeah.
He just loves it, and he does not put on weight at all.
How annoying is that? Because he's a runner too, Gary.
Doesn't have to run anymore, though, just never puts on weight. He'll get stressed and say, I dropped 2 belt sizes in 2 days, and I'm like... Are you kidding? I sniffed a Tim Tam and I put on 5 kilos.
Tell me about
crazy question for you. Throw it out there.
Go on.
Your favourite type of pasta?
Oh. I'm trying not to say carbonara, but that's where my mind
or
went.
Or gnocchi.
Seafood linguine.
Good fettuccine's good, isn't it?
Squid, squid ink. Yeah.
Or like a crab with angel hair pasta. Yeah.
Or a good ravioli as well is not
what
bad.
What about that
guys.
Ravioli we had with the corn? The sweet corn?
Oh, yeah, the
amazing.
Sweet corn.
Oh, man. Mother.
All right, guys, coming up
no,
soon.
No, I haven't finished.
Oh, no.
Here's the big moment. I want to take you to a sports carnival. We've got Chariots of Fire in the system, Jay. Yeah. Would you mind putting that on?
The prep monster over here.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Figure it out beforehand,
I want you to
guys.
Picture this. Anna's there. Rod. Ethan's in the Ethan's in the cross country.
Oh, okay.
The gun's going off. I think it was about... 10 Ks. You can tell Ethan's going to fight his way through this one. All the kids had come through. They'd crossed the line. The whole school is waiting. Their parents, teachers. They're clapping. They think the last runner has come across. But then Ethan's parents say, stop. Stop. He's not here yet.
Oh.
Everybody waits. He must be coming around the corner. He can't be far off.
And his pasta's ready.
Mum's just cooking at the finish line.
Ring the bell for dinner.
5 minutes goes by. Where's Ethan? Anyone seen Ethan? 10 minutes goes by. Everyone's looking at their clock wanting to get out of there. They send 2 runners to go and find Ethan. The great news is Ethan hasn't given up. He's still running. One fat foot in front of the other.
Oh, well, one foot in front of the other, yeah.
15 minutes later.
Yeah.
Ethan crosses the line. He turns to his mother and says, never make me do that again.
Aww.
And from that moment on...
It's not really a Chariots of Fire story,
is it? It is. You could see how much his body would be moving in slow motion if we had footage.
Oh, yeah,
Ethan.
We've seen it every day. We've seen it here at Nova.
When you get the giggles.
Yeah.
Tommy, what was your worst time? Because you were the Ethan.
Yeah, I was the Ethan
You were the
my
Ethan
school.
Of the school.
Well, don't pull the music down. I'm trying to be inspired.
What happened?
You were called Ethan too much yourself, weren't you?
I was a larger
Ethan
kid.
Heaps.
And every month we'd have to do a fitness test, which included a 1.6-kilometre run. Most of the boys would do it in, like, you know, between sort of 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I took 30.
30 minutes?
Tommy.
And that's then, how far you were behind. That's 4 laps of the oval,
Tom. Yeah, yeah. And the worst bit was that my PE teacher, Mr. Nung...
Yeah. He had a short relationship with...
Doesn't matter where he was from.
Big shout out to Nick Nong this morning if you are listening.
Mick Nong.
Tommy.
Nick.
What happened?
He'd pack everything up. The boys would be in the showers. They would have had a shower and would be heading home.
Yeah.
And I was still out there doing my 4th lap.
Oh, Tom.
Disgraceful.
Did he ever yell at you?
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
Don't make me do it.
Say it with the accent.
Oh no, this is
what
this
would he yell
scary.
Across the oval? He would stand there with a whistle around his neck as a sports teacher and yell this.
Ivy, get in the shower, you fat mess. Every single time
Did
I do a
really?
Fitness test. Yeah, 100%.
As
awful.
A teacher.
Awful man.
Isn't that terrible bullying
mess.
From a teacher?
Well, but don't need to repeat.
Isn't that what you call whipper?
Yeah.
Different.
And you don't do it with the accent when you do it to me.
Well, no.
I found the accent a bit unnecessary, to be honest. Didn't matter what
the
origin
of
the sports
is this changed? So it was that moment with Ethan that changed the family's eating habits. See, all it takes is a significant moment like that in someone's life, isn't it?
Yeah.
What was the moment for you? You decided to stop losing weight, Tom.
Yeah, that was it.
That was
that moment, yep. Mr. Norm. Well,
God, it took another 10 years after that.
Oh, it was a delayed reaction.
Didn't do anything. You look
When's
good now.
When's your lightning rod moment coming?
Oh, all right, mate. Yeah. Go and eat pasta with Gary.
The cross country. Well, you can't even run the city to surf.
Got a bad hip.
Well, this is interesting. Residents could be banned from smoking cigarettes and hosting barbecues on their apartment balconies when a new set of new strata laws come into effect on November 30.
What? Can't have a barbecue?
Well, see, that sucks because there's nothing better if you have a great view, mm-hmm. right, and you're up on in an apartment with a balcony and you've got your barbie, your little Weber out there, Sid. There's nothing better than having a barbie out in the balcony.
Yeah, but you think of all these apartment blocks where you've got kind of a tight balcony or those ones that are all quite next to each other, quite
close.
Right.
You just have a barbecue?
No, because you spark it up and someone's cooking seafood, and if you don't love seafood as well, your whole apartment stinks of it.
Not many people are cooking seafood on the barbie, Sid.
Yeah, prawns.
I did butterfly prawns the other day.
There's nothing better than the smell of a barbecue wafting through your house.
If you're a vegetarian, how do you reckon you feel when your apartment stinks?
You can't cater for everyone,
Sarah. So we're catering
for
vegetarians in apartment buildings.
But it can't be safe to have an open flame on the balcony of an apartment.
Just before I move into this apartment block, can I just find out if there's any vegetarians that don't like meat barbecues?
Look, I'm not a vegetarian. I'm just trying to
think. My next door neighbour, Dean and Ali, when they turn the barbecue on and I can smell leftover fat from the last time they cooked, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it?
Barbecue smells so good. If I could buy it in a can, the smell of a barbecue, I would.
And see, look, I hate durries as well, without a doubt, but, I mean, this is going to be hard for anyone that likes to light up cancer stick because you can...
Where else do you go?
If you can't do it on your balcony, you've got to go outside every time.
Yeah, and that should be enough of an incentive not to do
it. Oh, God, the goody two-shoes has rolled in today.
No, do you know, it's because my balcony is right next to the people next to us, so whatever they do, we are victim to.
One of Dad's best mates, Greg Peterson, he used to cook the barbie while having a durry.
Oh, geez, that's good.
Which is not good for the food, I suppose.
No.
But I always used to think to myself, that's a hot barbie in front of you there. Mm-hmm. You've got the steam coming up, the smell of snags that you're burning on the barbie, and Greg, you're lighting up another Peter Stuyvesant.
Come on, Greg.
Which was an amazing effort.
It's like when you see somebody down on the beach and it's 40 degrees and they're having a Larry Lungbuster and you think, what are you doing, mate, besides trying to speed your way to the grave?
We've done this before in 13, 24, 10. Where is the weirdest place you've seen someone have a durry?
Well, I've told you about it, an ex-girlfriend of mine. Her dad was a heavy smoker. He used to smoke while playing tennis, and he'd wedge the cigarette between the strings when he was taking a shot of casual tennis, and once he'd hit the ball, he'd pull it out and have a quick one. And also in the shower, he'd have a cigarette and just leave it sitting in the soap rack, right, while he was scrubbing, and then turn around and pick it up again.
Well, one of the best efforts where we grew up was a man who was well known in the area, Leighton Fry, and he was a really good water skier. Now, he could start dry start off the river.
Yep.
So with one ski, he would start, right, off the river. The boat would take off. He would start his durry, throw the lighter,
yep,
take off on one ski. Now, as he was going and they were going fast, he'd get rid of the one ski, say, go to barefoot. Now, they reckon he could go, right, barefoot around the river, come back, skid off the water, land on the beach, not a hair wet, and he'd still have the durry in his mouth.
Not bad,
no,
is it? Mate of mine, Robbie Long, can roll a cigarette, right? He'll get the tobacco on the paper while driving a boat. With one hand, he can roll it in the other behind his back out of the wind.
So the wind's...
Yep, and then it's ready to go.
It's not a good look.
You guys have got some interesting friends.
The best of the boys this morning.
Where's the weirdest place that you knew someone who would have a cigarette? Like, they were that addicted that they had to have it wherever they went.
Imagine
bed's shocking.
Yes.
Yeah, I went out with a girl that did that once.
What, in bed?
In bed.
Where did she ash? Did
just
you say,
by the you... side of the bed, on
when
the bed's
chest.
And that's why I've got grey chest here, guys. It's not because I'm aging rapidly.
See, 13, 24, 10 as well. If you have gone into a salon before and asked for a Princess Diana.
Doesn't everyone do that?
Yes.
Like growing up.
Yeah, you take photos of your favourite TV stars.
Yeah, without a word of a lie. I don't know why. I wanted to grow up and look like this man and I would take a photo of him.
Can we guess?
Yeah, won't guess.
Wouldn't have any idea?
No, but if you want to fire
With
off some
your
cheap
hair,
shots.
I'm just trying to
he
think.
Was blonde.
Oh, okay. Kiefer Sutherland?
And he was fit.
Eminem.
Dolph Lundgren.
No.
It's a
fit one. Australian.
Really fit.
Oh, Paul
Guy Leach.
Close.
Oh, Grant Kenny.
Grant Kenny.
No way.
I used to want to look like Grant Kenny, and I'd see him on the Iron Man shows, and I'd say, "Mum, I want to grow up and look like Grant Kenny."
Yeah, he had amazing.
How weird is that?
Amazing Yogi Bear.
I could picture him coming out of the water on like a Nutri-Grain ad or something like that. Yeah. And I used to take a picture of Grant Kenny and go, "Can you make me look like Grant Kenny?" Mm. Well, hairdresser shut down.
Princess Diana was huge in the '80s or in the early '90s as well. I mean, there's a real obvious one that a lot of girls have said. This woman changed
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, the Rachel cut.
What did she do?
In the very first season of Friends, they cut her hair so it wasn't straight. It was like two layers. Almost a little bit Brady Bunch.
Amazing.
That kind of, over the years.
The left
and then
was
the
longer
underneath.
Than the right.
No.
Who was in Charlie's Angels as well? Farrah Fawcett?
Farrah Fawcett, well,
that was another one that was big.
Who started the undercut? Because that was massive when I was at school.
Well, that's an interesting one because Miley Cyrus has been a big one. Miley Cyrus, remember when she shaved her head but she had a bit on top? She had the bob on top?
Yep.
That was popular?
Yeah.
I thought that was Justice Crew.
A few girls were going in for that. Victoria Beckham, when she got the short haircut, there was a lot of ladies going in asking for a Victoria Beckham.
Well, they asked for the pob. It was the posh bob.
Really?
It even had its own name.
You know, I was thinking watching Crowded House the other day on the ABC. I thought, Neil Finn.
Neil Finn's hair.
How many men pull off a fringe like Neil does?
It's amazing.
No man does a fringe like that.
Well,
stunning.
Ivor Davies from Ice House was on the project last night.
The mullet.
He had a mullet. But see, you know, just those rockers have still got good hair to these days, even though it's gone grey.
Yeah, good hair.
Darryl Braithwaite's still got good hair.
It's frustrating that they've lived a rock star lifestyle and still they've got hair.
Tegan on the Central Coast, what have you asked for, Teagues?
I asked to look like Taylor Swift, but I think I came out looking more like Diana.
Oh, did you? Right. Oh, so you went for the shorter Taylor Swift, did you, Teagues?
Yeah, I went for like the short bob, but they layered it so much, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah. That's a bit like when Kylie Minogue went out with Michael Hutchins. Remember, she had the blonde bob.
The pixie cut.
Pixie cut.
Mm. See, you're asking too much if you go into Just Cuts asking for a Taylor Swift.
Why?
Yeah, you are.
Because there's no one in Just Cuts that I reckon could pull it off.
Just be careful, mate. Because I really like
Don't,
Just Cuts.
Mate, I used to go into Just Cuts. Yeah, that was
I go sometimes and get my hair done there.
At Just Cuts?
If I can't get an appointment, every second or third go, I'll just go in there and they'll cut my hair.
You've told some porkies on this show, but that's probably the biggest.
I swear on my mother's life, on Winnie's life.
You went to Just Cuts.
I do. Every second or third cut, I'll go there. Because I just want to trim off the bottom. I don't do anything fancy with my hair.
So you're saying, cheap. So you are saying they couldn't pull off a Taylor Swift. Is that what you're saying?
No, but I don't want anything fancy done to my hair. I just want it trimmed.
So they couldn't do the fancy stuff.
Okay, Fitzy, I'm saying they do what I want.
You'll be shopping at YD next. Patrick, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What have you asked for in the salon, mate?
Oh, I used to ask for the David Beckham cut.
Oh, David Beckham, sure. Yeah, Bex would have been a huge one too. So was that with the tips as well, Patrick?
Oh, everything. Like, no messing around.
Yeah, I see.
But I was just saying, it's funny. So the guy that actually cut this hair, I work quite closely with him now in Schwarzkopf.
Mm. Oh, right. You're in the shampoo industry, are you, Patrick?
I am, yeah.
Is Schwarzkopf still around? I used to love that shampoo too, Patrick.
Oh, it is. It's still massive.
Are you still doing a two-in-one at all, Patrick?
Not a little bit more advanced, mate.
Nah. That was Pert, mate.
Just making chat. I got no idea.
Pert two-in-one, which is revolutionary.
Use Head and Shoulders two-in-one, don't you, for your dandruff?
I've got Head and Shoulders. Oh, no, yeah. I've got Selsun Blue 5.
That's right.
Do you know what I find interesting? Someone pointed this out the other day. Why is the shampoo lid right on the top and the conditioner lid on the bottom with shampoos?
Is it so you don't
ever thought about
them?
That? I don't know, Sarah. Do you know what my wife did the other day?
Sit
down before you hurt yourself.
Do you know what my wife did? Spent $100 on shampoo.
Yeah, they're expensive.
$100.
Well, you can buy it. BJ's
shampoo.
BJ has bought a special shampoo that's only for her special hair colour.
Yeah. Brilliant brunette.
Give me a break,
mate.
Yeah,
or for blondes.
Or brilliant blonde.
You're getting ripped off there, I reckon, sir.
No, that's it's special. It helps with the colour because you pay so much to get your hair coloured. You want to use these shampoos to make it last longer.
It's like when they go, this is a skincare for men. Are you suggesting my skin is so different to a female's?
Mate, it is.
Come on, guys,
give
me a break.
Where we are with technology in the world these days.
Tell them, Fitz.
Pert still
Tell
is.
Them.
Why can't we put a shampoo and a conditioner into one? It's basic.
No.
Why do we have to do it twice?
Tell them,
you
mate.
You don't have any hair. I What's know. Your gripe?
Yeah, but I'm mate. Saying, the Shark Tank, we need to get back on. We found the answer. Lights, camera,
hilarity. Sarah, the Kidman family are going through a tough time.
Yeah, they are. Obviously, they're all very close. Nicole, Antonia, their father passed away, I think it was about a year ago,
yeah,
and
that
was really
sad.
Tragic for the family because they were all very close. Janelle, her mum, is now, good news, reportedly recovering at home, but she has had a bit of a scare. They think it was a heart attack. They're not sure, though, or they're not releasing that information. I'm
that
sure
is scary.
The doctors know, but she's been released into her daughter Antonia's care. Not sure if Nicole has or is on her way to Australia, but obviously a pretty scary time for the family. So our thoughts are with them. Speaking of which, though, Kanye West, he was supposed to be released from hospital today, but they're saying he won't be. And they have revealed that what is plaguing him is that he started having nightmares ever since Kim's holdup in Paris. He's not been able to sleep and he's been quite traumatized by the whole event and the fact that he'd left her on her own. She was by herself and he sort of can't move past that. So he's still in the hospital. She's been by his bedside, apparently feeding him, sleeping next to the bed, hasn't left his side.
Feeding him?
Yeah, apparently. So apparently he's in such a state. He won't let doctors near him or touch him.
It's still fascinating as well that they don't have any leads on those guys
who did
the robbery.
Last update was sort of just some footage of them going past on motorbikes, wasn't it?
But it makes you think that the most watched and followed family in the world, right?
No footage.
They've gone into the hotel room, stolen what they've done and what they did to Kim, and there's no leads at all. Like, it sounds dodgy to me.
Doesn't it?
Does a bit, doesn't it? Guy Sebastian has come out and had a bit of a crack at Iggy Azalea. Now, X Factor didn't rate as well this year. We all know that. But he's really not minced his words when he's sort of blamed the ratings struggle pretty much on her. He said that, you know, the season was brutally short. It was hard to find chemistry on the panel amongst himself, Adam Lambert, Mel B and Iggy. And then he's actually said she's a bit of a weirdo. I don't really get Iggy. You've got to be invested, but she didn't turn up. And he said, it's time to evolve the show. People aren't stupid. They know manufactured television when they see it. So I don't think he'll be back if the show returns.
I'd love to get in a room with Iggy Azalea and Mel B. It's a good time.
I reckon they probably got along quite well.
But you wouldn't be having a good time. That's what we're saying.
No one would be.
Oh, but these are high-profile women. They would be difficult,
obviously. Guy's obviously a great bloke. Adam Lambert's a great guy.
Yeah, and they'd be very low-maintenance blokes, and these women would probably require a lot.
Not every woman's a lunatic.
Doesn't take any effort at all to be nice to the people.
Well said, mate.
That's true, Fixie.
Do you know what? When we had Lady Gaga on the other day, what did she want to spread? Kindness.
Yeah, that's right.
Kindness.
Well, even like Iggy at the GQ Awards, you know what I mean? She had a few people around her and that she had to wait 5 minutes to get into a car and that was too much. And
everything's too hard.
Doesn't take any effort at all just to be nice to the people around you. They're doing their best for you,
kindness.
Sarah. Know what I mean?
Kindness. That's a lovely
Leave
life
me
lesson,
alone.
Boys.
I mean, sorry.
It's Christmas, mate. It's Christmas.
All right. Guys, Robbie Williams has stormed the set of a TV show that his wife, Ada Field, was on. It's a UK talk show called Loose Women. And when a question was posed to this group of panellists about whether their other halves would be offended if they faked it in the bedroom, this was her response.
Listen, I don't think I would be offended if I found out that Rob had faked it, because I faked it before, so... By the way, I'm not saying just with Rob, in general. I mean, I've got two kids, I'm tired... There's tea on. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. There's things I got to do.
As she's given this response, you can imagine Robbie has stormed onto the set.
Right.
She didn't actually know that he was even there.
I was in the green room. You have been faking it.
Not with you,
with
baby.
Me, Robbie Williams, pop star, 18 Brits.
How does a guy fake it?
Well, look to me for an answer.
I mean, because it's kind of...
You can.
It's yay or nay.
Oh, well, it's pretty obvious.
I mean, you know...
Move on, Sarah, anymore?
You know when you're there.
Oh, whips.
Well,
I'm so sorry I brought it up now.
No, is that it? You finished?
Yeah, no, I think...
Well done, Seth. Thanks. Thank you.
Do you want to throw it out there, Sir? 13, 24, 10, if you're a guy that fakes it all the... And how do you do it?
There's a girl that's gone viral on YouTube. She's just putting up really basic videos as well. This one has only been up for 4 or 5 days. It's nearly got 1 million views. It's called ASMR. Stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, which is difficult to explain, but the best way they describe it is she talks to you, basically whispers to you, and she gives you tingles that make you feel good. These tingly, goosebumpy sensations, these noises that she gives you and the way that she talks is a great way to relax and to go to sleep every night.
I sometimes, if there's a song that I really like and then I hear it at certain parts of the song, and each time I'll get goosebumps from that moment in the song.
Right. Okay, well, this is how she kicks off the video, right? And this is how she talks to you.
It's me, ASMR, darling. Thank you so much for joining me on this wonderful and fine evening.
It's a bit annoying.
I can't wait to relax.
The saliva. So much saliva. I can see the saliva. I don't like that.
You deserve all the pampering that you can get.
See, this is the thing, though.
Bit
do you know what, like a horror film. Do you know what I think helps with 1 million views? She's a really good looking girl.
Wow.
Right.
Now, what she also does, Sarah, she takes things out and she plays with them that she thinks are sounds that everyone loves.
Okay. No, it's a bit sensual, clearly, what she's doing. Yeah. It is sensual, yes. Whispering, hot woman touching something.
Well, it's she gets out the brush that you use to put on...
Makeup. Yeah.
Okay. And she starts getting her fingernails and starts playing with the little metal bit on there. She said that's a sound that everyone loves. Then she gets the brush that you use on your face and she starts brushing the screen, the camera screen.
Bit weird.
She said this is a sensation that everyone loves on their neck. And then she starts talking to you. Listen to this.
Serial killer.
Is that the brush?
Yeah.
Stomp on it.
It sounds like a horror movie.
Doesn't it?
It could be men doing weird things.
You're waiting for nails down a chalkboard.
Or her just to yell out, boop! Halfway through.
Who's got the most relaxing whisper out of this team, do you think?
I'd say I do. I sing a song very quietly to the kids at night.
Why don't you... Can we ramp up his microphone?
Turn it right up.
All right. And if you're in the car right now, turn your radio up really, really loud. We'll go whipper, Sarah, and then myself.
Okay, so what do you want from me?
So you got to whisper. You got to get people to relax on their way to work.
I feel like this is an audition for Smooth FM.
Turn up his mic as loud as you can go. Come on.
I like to relax on the couch with a cup of coffee and a Tim Tam. Sometimes I'll do it without any pants on.
Oh, that's not bad.
While playing the guitar. Sarah, don't interrupt. I hope you're feeling the tingly vibes through my voice.
That's all right. That's not bad. Well done, Whip. Good start. Sarah, do you want to have a crack at it?
No, you can go. Men's voices will be better.
No,
yours I'll choose will be between
so,
the two.
No,
of you.
You're on.
No.
Do it for Gary.
No. Turn me right up.
I can hear your moustache on the microphone.
It's Fitzy. Does this make you relax? Do you feel like you could go to sleep right now? What if I came and laid next to you and I just spooned you for...
Oh, don't! I'm that way. Everyone was relaxing.
I was not that, relaxed.
Whipper, that was you.
Hang on, that is unbelievable.
Oh,
Sarah,
dear.
You're on.
No, I reckon.
See, you have to do it.
Ramp up Sarah's mic.
Okay.
Go.
Listen to the sound of my voice and take a deep breath and relax.
That's about all of it. Oh, okay. Oh, thank you, Josiah.
That was hot, sir. Great list of things that people do that never admit to has come out overnight. We spoke about this a while ago, sir, because there was that one where I never really understood guilty pleasures where women more than men, because women have longer hair, that feeling of pulling a long hair out of your bum.
What?
Josiah, you
when
admitted
did we
to
have
that.
This chat?
And Tom.
And Tom, because you understood what it was like. Sorry, where Tom. I never understood that. But apparently, if you have longer hair throughout the day, like, I suppose, belly button fluff, it can fall down the back of your pants or whatever you might be wearing.
I got you.
And you pull that hair out of your bum.
It's definitely a guilty pleasure that you don't talk about, Whip. I don't like to talk about it at all.
Well, yeah, well, and yeah, and but you have on radio.
I've made a terrible mistake. Yeah, you're right. A
couple of other funny ones were pretending to be looking for something at the grocery store when someone else is looking at the item that you want. So when you're right next to them, you just pretend to look around. I don't want that. Now that they've gone, I'll move over to the item I was really wanting.
Yeah, they look around and see you, and then you just look at someone at another product.
Yeah, until you get to what you want. When you spend too much time thinking about the cost of the shipping when you bought an item, so you might spend $200 on a pair of shoes and then you're debating, do I go the priority shipping for $8.50? Do I go the normal shipping the next day for $6?
Remember the Aussie dollar was at parity? Remember that? Remember we were dominating?
Yep.
And you could go on eBay and go, awesome, we're just getting great bargains here. They all bumped up their shipping, the mongrels.
Did they?
So you could buy a cheap pair of shoes, but then you'd have to pay $70 to get them shipped over.
That'd be right. What about this way? You've spelt Wednesday, Wednesday, with a double S. That's how we were taught to spell it, Wednesday.
Who taught you that?
School.
No, they did not.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday. But really, it's not a double S.
Well, Huey's doing days of the week in spelling at the moment.
You've not told him to put two S's in Wednesday.
Maybe you say it like that.
No, you say it like that. Wednesday.
To try and remember how to spell it.
Yeah, to remember it.
Miseducation.
Well, it's not two S's. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday, Sam.
I've never heard that.
Write that down. Give mental advice. When you're listening to other people's conversations and you're wanting to chip in, you give your own opinion. You're right, he shouldn't have done that. You know when you're overhearing a conversation? I agree with her.
Yeah.
You want to give advice. When you've made plans knowing there's no way you're going along.
You do that a lot.
When you're in a group of mates and you go, yeah, that is. I'm definitely up for that. Let me double check, but that should be. Yeah, for sure. I'm in.
Yep.
Knowing you'll never turn up.
As you walk away from them, you're trying to think of the excuse to get out of it in the next week.
Love this one. When you've had severe regrets about all those days of clear nostrils and you've never appreciated it. It's like when you get a pain in your body, but they're saying when you get a cold and you go, I never took advantage of how good it was when both noses were
I
working.
I could breathe out of both
nostrils. Both nostrils were working. I just love that. When you never delete any of your photos, that's me. I've got so many photos. The moment when you turn down your radio when you're looking for directions in your car.
That's right.
Or when you're reverse parking.
Hang on a minute. Oh, yeah. Or I'm looking for a park. I better turn this down because I need to concentrate, guys.
Shut up.
I'm trying to turn a corner. It doesn't make any sense. When you do the exact maths when you're going to sleep. I've got exactly 6 hours and 21 minutes to
go. Every single night I do that.
Not throwing out any shirts, but still adding to the new ones in your cupboard. That's me all over. I've got 500 shirts in my cupboard that I don't wear, and I'll buy a new and just keep adding to them. Clicking the tongs is the last one, which I do enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Just to check they're working. I don't know why everyone did wander around clicking the tongs before you actually need to do anything with them.
When you're having a conversation with the people that you've got over for a barbie and the whole conversation, you're just clicking your tongs as you're going.
The other awkward one too, which I do, is when you're walking around the park or you find yourself walking at the same pace as someone else and you realise you don't know the person but you're walking side by side and that decision whether to slow down or speed up.
So awkward.
Hate that one. Amazing. Just spoke to Dad, confirmed third letter from Antarctica.
How does he know?
There was a guy that was travelling there. He was over there for work. He's a scientist and decided to write to Dad as a novelty to see if it could get there.
And he wrote, did he pick your dad?
Just mates. He then wrote the letter saying, this is the third letter sent. I don't believe it will reach you. It reached him.
But wouldn't it be on the boat with him, and so he technically took it back himself?
No, he didn't. He stayed there as a scientist studying ice and whales. And
ice and
but
whales.
But how does he also know that male didn't get out before him?
Well, there was rumour in
so
the camp
many holes
at the time.
In this story.
Oh, there's rumours.
Yeah, when they're huddling around a little fire in this little camp, they said only two.
How do you start a fire on a block of ice?
No, they're not. It's like a Discovery Science Centre.
This is a nightmare. Samantha in Birchgrove, what's your claim, Sam?
Hi, my grandmother is part of the first air hostess crew of Australia.
Wow. Who with? TAA? Qantas?
Qantas.
I think it was Ansett back in the day.
Wowzers. No, Qantas were around before
Qantas
Ansett.
Qantas first, yeah.
Were they? Oh, I'm not too sure which one. I'm still yet to read her memoir.
Well, wow, that's amazing.
But the Ansett's good. To say that she was a part of that, she was the first ever Ansett team.
Yeah. Brave, too, to get on early aviation.
I reckon it'd be worth, if she still had her uniform, eBay. An Ansett uniform would be worth a fortune.
Tommy, get onto eBay, see what Ansett gear is going at the moment for Samantha for Christmas.
Okay, great.
See what Ansett planes are going for, Tom. We might be able to pick one up.
East too. West, remember them? Did you guys have East West?
Or Compass. Compass. Remember Compass?
Yeah, he got jailed.
Sarah in St. Clair, what's your amazing claim?
My stepmom's sister was married to John Paul Young's brother.
Oh wow, what a claim. Lovers in the air. Did you guys used to sing that quite a bit when you found out the news?
We did at Christmas, yeah, but I never actually met him, no.
Wow. So it wasn't even John Paul Young, it was his brother.
That's right.
My auntie went out with Warwick Kappa.
That's probably not something that I'd be bragging about.
No, we keep that one quiet, I think. Yeah. We keep that quiet.
Mark in Strathfield, what's your amazing claim?
Morning, guys. So we actually got our Maltese Jack Russell puppy from the granddaughter, wait for it, of John Utzon, the guy that designed the Opera House.
Yeah, wow. That is awesome.
The architecture and dogs.
Puppy. Indeed, man. You should see what he can do with a pencil.
Wow. Yeah, he's a freak. But did the dog come with a weird kind of haircut, like sort of like the Opera House?
A bit lopsided, mate.
That's clever, Mark. That's a great claim.
That's a good conversation started down the path.
Your only claim is through your dog, though. I mean, it's not the best, but it's good.
It's still a claim, mate.
Well done.
Sue and St. Ives, what's your claim, Sue?
My brother was the Australian whip-cracking champion once upon a time, and he had, at the time, he had the biggest whip in the Southern Hemisphere.
Wow!
Did he buy it from mixed whips at the Mindle Market, Sue?
No. Way classier than that.
So, I mean, how long ago was this, Sue, that he became the whip-cracking champion?
Maybe 20 years ago.
That's fantastic. How long was his whip?
Very long. I don't know.
Is there any photos up in the house, Sue, or any memorabilia from it?
Well, no, not in my house, but definitely in my mum's house. And the whip still hangs on the wall in his house.
Wow. Sue, how do you go with a whip?
Yeah, I can crack a whip, but not a big whip.
Because it's very dangerous. If you don't do it right, you can take your eye out, Sue. Mm.
Yes.
Hey, Tommy's just given me a bit of info here. 100 metres is the new world record. What? For a whip? 100 metre long whip?
Yeah.
Was cracked?
Yes.
Impossible.
Yeah, that would actually take a couple of seconds to get it all the way and then to hear the crack.
It'd be very heavy.
Yeah, it was by Nathan Griggs, who's an Aussie guy.
Griggsy.
And he did it last year, 100 metres long, and he holds the record for the most cracks in 1 minute.
Got a video?
And he had a...
I do.
He had a Tui's new in one hand and a durry in his mouth.
What an Aussie.
And he got it. And he was at a barbie. He wasn't even going for
it. Not bad. Gerard and Appen, hello.
Morning, guys.
What's your story, mate? What's your claim?
My auntie cleans the gladiator's undies. My auntie cleans Russell Crowe's underwear.
I thought you meant the Gladiator TV show, like Vulcan the one and Storm.
That was good too.
Wow, what a job that would be. What sort of undies does he have, do you know?
Oh, she's not allowed to tell me.
So
I tried when Danielle Spencer, but yeah, not allowed.
So Gerard, yes. Does she still do Russell's laundry now?
Yes, she has done before Romper Stomper.
Oh, wow. This is awesome.
So that's got to be, 25 years?
Yeah.
What's her first name, Gerard?
Steph.
Jess?
No, Steph, like Stephica.
Steph.
Oh. Yeah.
Steph?
Steph.
Yes.
Steph. Okay, yes. All right. No. The reason why I'm finding out...
After a big night out, though, I mean, there'd be a fair bit of anything on Rusty's trunks.
I'd love to... you could have... If you stolen his undies the night after the Rabbitohs premiership, they would be worth a fortune.
Do you reckon?
Would they?
Undies worn, premiership undies worn by Russell. He walked out,
Yeah.
Looked at Sammy Burgess.
You guys are a little bit weird. What GI, would you do with that?
Frame them.
I would frame them.
For what
first
purpose?
Of all, you'd have to catch them because they'd run away from you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, welcome to my dinner party on the wall here. You'll see Russell Crowe's soiled underwear.
No, they're not saying they're soiled. They're just lived. Nice. They're lived in, mate.
The reason why we got her name, next time we get Rusty on...
You're going to get some poor woman fired.
Bring up the name Steph.
That's fascinating. Who's the winner here, Says?
Oh, tough.
Oh, Gerard's
She's
pretty
Gerard.
Good.
Gerard's strong, mate. Rusty's Grundy's.
Oh, it's up to you. Or the biggest
I'd love to see
I do like Ansett, though. Mark from all right, it's got to be Gerard.
Well,
Gerard.
Thanks, guys.
Date night gold class, all yours, Gerard.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Well done, take brother. Steph with you, I reckon, mate.
Thanks, honey, Steph.
Fitzy and Whippers.
It's F-word Christmas B-word.
Office Christmas Party. Confessions. The hilarious new movie, Office Christmas Party, starring Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston, in cinemas from December 8th. Party like your job depends on it.
See, everyone's a bit quiet around here after our Christmas party on Friday night.
Anyone want to put their hand up for confession? Anyone? Does anyone not get out a lot anymore?
T-O-M?
What?
Tom?
On fire!
I danced at our Christmas party.
Has your wife seen any of the videos?
She was following it on Instagram stories on Friday night.
I mean, if you had...
Was she disappointed?
No, not disappointed.
If you had to make one confession, it would probably be that Matt DeGroote undid your belt.
Yeah, that was weird.
Well, Matt DeGroote at some point just ripped his shirt off like a sort of Hulk... character.
That's another story.
Tore
altogether.
It off. And anyway, it was a fantastic night, and everyone loves a good Christmas party, don't they,
Any
guys?
Confessions from you, Sarah?
No, I was fine. You
Easy
boys were out of
confessions.
Control. Whipper was taking a lot of photos. He was that annoying guy who kept walking around trying to... Everyone get the selfie, pull a face, put your head on the side.
Yeah.
Tilt your hat.
And he puts it right in your face.
Yeah.
And goes, do it, do something stupid.
Just let people enjoy their night.
How was Crowded House?
Don't try and videotape people.
Did you go to Crowded House Friday night?
There's your confession.
I went on Saturday night, thank
you.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
God, I saw your Instagram.
Good try.
Instagram
Good
post
try,
was Friday
Whipper.
Night, which was weird.
Gabby in Castle Hill, what's your confession, Gab?
Guys, I'm pretty bad at most Christmas parties, but this particular Christmas party, I did a very drunken mime and dance in front of everybody. It was so bad that my husband actually had to walk through the circle where everyone was watching me, pick me up, throw me over his shoulder and take me home. The worst part about it was that on Monday when I turned up to work, everybody had filmed it and everyone was watching it.
No, so that's Gab. Physical evidence. See, that's the best.
It I mean, goes when you get the office.
When you get pulled into line, right, from the boss and they go, mate, what you did at the Christmas party tonight was just not good enough. And you go, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I was fine. And then they get out the old phone.
Bang.
And there's evidence on the phone.
It's everywhere.
Is it Tian? Tiani from Central Coast.
Tian from the Central Coast.
Hi, Tian.
I flashed my breasts in the photo booth.
Okay.
And took, as soon as I got out, I realised what I'd done and took the photo. But then get in on Monday morning and the photos have actually been saved electronically.
Oh, no.
So everyone got to see and lost my job 3 days later.
Oh, no.
That's going to be safe for us.
You're working for Zoo Weekly. It would have been a lot.
It would have been a promotion.
Oh, Tian, that
no,
is horrible.
Don't do that would be my tip. Summer in Penrith, welcome to the show. What did you do?
Hi. I actually hooked up with my boss's wife.
Oh,
wow.
This is what we're looking for.
We're now still in a relationship. She left him.
Oh, no, why?
So was the Christmas party when it got out that you guys were hooking up, Summer? Is that what you're saying?
No, well, I'd gone over to his place a couple of times for dinner just for, like, work meetings and stuff like that. And, yeah, his wife was pretty hot. And then Christmas party, we had a couple too many and, yeah. Started things off.
Oh, well,
that
man.
Is okay. There's a good, twist for
that's
you.
A great story.
Best
Summer.
Way to get a promotion,
isn't it?
Amy in St. Helens Park. What's your confession?
Morning, boys. Well, at our Christmas dinner, after a few Chrissy cocktails, I decided to turn into a human Christmas tree, and I hung the decorations, the baubles off the table, off my nipple ring, and started vigorously shaking them around, which resulted in a torn nipple. And now that everyone at work calls me Bauble or Bauble.
Oh, wow. I mean, do we carry on? I think we have a winner.
Oh, man.
That is just...
Amy.
Sure, Amy. Go for it.
Nicole in Blacktown, you're our last contestant. What happened to you?
I don't know if I can beat the nipple That's one, a tough but anyway. One.
Go ahead, Nick.
So after a few too many shots, I ended up going back to the office, sleeping with the boss on the office floor, having to go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning, so we just both slept there.
Oh, I mean, that is probably the best round of confessions we've ever had.
It's all the girls, too. We just had all female contestants today.
All right, Sarah, what do you want to do?
This
$1,000.
Tough.
Who's going to win this?
Choose.
Definitely the injury. Some hospital bills in a torn nipple there.
Oh,
is
yeah,
that
you're
going
to go Amy in some hell apart.
Amy, well, congratulations.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks, Sarah.
Love to know if you're dating somebody with the same name. Always cute when you see a couple that are together and they have the exact same name. Kieran, who works on reception, heard a bit of a rumour that he's got a boyfriend by the name of Kieran.
That's
Isn't that
amazing.
Unbelievable? So I said, mate, is this true? And he said, yeah, he's Kieran 1 and I'm Kieran 2. You know the stranger twist on the story? Kieran 1 has got a sister called Emily. Emily is going out with a girl called Emily.
That's amazing.
Right there.
So that's an amazing claim, mate. Why didn't Kieran ring us, give us a call? Kieran, if you're at reception right now, stop filling out key ring registrations and give us a call. 1324 10 is our number, mate.
I mean, if you met somebody with the last name Smith and you hooked up, I'd get that, you know. That's easy to do. First name is far more interesting.
Well, yeah, two same names, 13, 24, 10, if you've heard of this before. I mean, names can be a little bit weird, and I told you the first girl that I ever fell in love with, her name was the same name as my mother's.
That's right.
Which I found really weird.
I don't know if you're in love with
awkward.
Her.
Claire?
Hmm.
Yeah, I was for one night. And remember we tried to chat. She was gorgeous. Remember I met her at Heaven Nightclub and she lived in a suburb called Paradise.
That's right.
Met in Heaven, went back to Paradise and she ended up in hell. And I tried to... back in those days, didn't have a mobile number.
Yep. Couldn't track her down.
Didn't have a fax machine.
No.
Tried to track her down on my MySpace page.
Couldn't find her. Is there anybody out there going out with someone with the same first and last name? There'd be a prize in that, Tommy.
What, like David?
David.
No. Like, if your name is David Smith, are you going out with another David Smith?
Oh, I doubt it, mate. That's probably pushing it too far.
Don't laugh. That'd be it. That would have happened.
That's ridiculous.
For sure.
I'd need a really big prize.
13, 24, 10.
Because you know how people have fetishes, you know, with other people and what they look for a partner? Imagine if your fetish is the same name as yours. Like, you're just attracted to the person.
So I'd be going out looking for Michaels.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Hi, I'm Michael. Oh, are you?
Yeah, but see, then, because what would be the names that you could find a heterosexual relationship? So, names like Peter?
Yep, Peter.
Can be female and male.
Alex.
Yeah.
What's another one? There'd be heaps.
Steve?
Oh. Yeah, Stevie.
My mum has a female friend called Steve.
Steve. Scuba Steve.
Yeah, well, not Scuba Steve, but Steve.
Jamie?
Yes.
Can be for a girl?
All
right, hang on a minute.
We've got Kat from Rudy Hill. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning, guys. What? I actually had a friend who his name was Mikey Armstrong or Michael Armstrong, and he ended up marrying a girl who, before they were married, her name was Michelle Armstrong.
Oh,
that's close.
That's good. Close. So Michael and Michelle Armstrong.
Yep.
How good's that for her that she doesn't have to change the surname? That's amazing.
Yep. That's clever, isn't it?
Because my sister... She wanted to keep Fitzgerald.
Holly.
Mm. So she married Brett Shuttleworth, and Brett was, you know, confident that she was going to take the Shuttleworth name. My sister, she's strong-minded and said, you know what, I want to keep the Fitzgerald name, and you could sort of see him. He was a bit deflated.
Oh. Shuttleworth.
I wanted Shuttleworth.
I would have thought you'd be trying to get rid of the Fitzgerald name for years.
No, mate. Ebony in Campbelltown, what's your story, Ebs?
I have a cousin whose name is Erin Broughton and his girlfriend's name is Erin Broughton.
Wow, there it is. Did he hunt her down or was it just a chance meeting, Ebony?
Chance meeting, complete and utter chance meeting. And he said, hi, my name's Erin. And she said, oh, no way, my name's Erin. And then conversation went on and he said, oh, yeah, you know,
something about my last name being Broughton, and she was like, no way.
Oh, I've brought in the same name as you.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Stuff like that.
got a laugh from Ebony.
Can we get Ebony on every day, please? Stuff like that does. When I met Tommy Williams and you find out you've got the same birthday, you go, whoa. It doesn't really. That's 5 minutes later, it's forgotten about. But at the time, you just go, whoa.
Yeah, we'll do that one tomorrow.
Imagine Aaron Broughton.
Yeah.
That's just.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. Nathan and Drummond, who'd you go to school with?
Hey, boys. I went to school with a guy and a girl that started dating in high school, both called Alex Adams. And not only were they dating, they actually got married last year.
That's great.
So Alex they're both Adams. Called Alex Adams.
Exactly.
Yeah. AA.
That's awesome. The Adams family.
Went to an AA wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, that's not AA, bad, Tom,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, you went to an AA wedding.
Or would you call the couple AA squared?
That's not bad either.
No, wouldn't they be A squared? AA squared makes no sense.
I went to school with a guy called Cameron McKenzie McCarg, and he was MC squared, they called him.
Why?
Cameron McKenzie McCarg, MC squared.
Yeah, not bad.
Something to chat about after 9, I reckon. Kylie, welcome to the show. Save us here. Hey. Got an amazing name?
It's my grandmother's name, actually. My grandmother married a John Wilson. She divorced him and married another John Wilson.
That's weird. So he's still married to John Wilson? Yeah.
Yes, he still is.
Number two, though.
See, that's...
Number two.
See, if she got a tattoo of John Wilson on her back, split up with him and said, this is a disaster, I need to get it removed, bang, I've got another John Wilson, I'm going to keep it.
Kylie, that's a great story. Tom, I promised a prize, so what is it?
Yeah, so it's dinner for two at Cafe Sydney, thanks to Sage Institute of Fitness.
All yours, Kylie.
For all three of them.
Oh, excellent, thank you.
Because all three of them had the same story, Tom. Yeah. So only Kylie gets a prize.
They can all go to dinner together and split the meals up.
Who's the Christmas Grinch over here? Fitzy and Whipper.